why is middle ear disease so much more prevalent in Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander communities as opposed, I guess, to the wider population?
So middle ear disease is a huge problem that's associated with poverty. So where there are regions of great disadvantage, whether it is in low-income countries or in vulnerable populations like our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population, we see a significant increase in the rates of middle ear disease.
And what kind of effects can middle ear disease have on quality of life?
The key challenge is that middle ear disease starts when the kids are really quite young, within the first few months of life. And it affects speech and language development. It affects educational outcomes. It has an impact on behaviour as well and socialisation. But in particular for the Aboriginal communities, there's also a problem with the connections to land, which is so important for their culture. So really deep embedded problems of having middle ear disease. And often the hearing loss that results is not at a single level. So it's not as though a single solution is able to overcome the problem. In fact, their hearing can fluctuate over time, making it even more challenging to address the outcomes.
And these can lead to quite long-term developmental issues and learning issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of it is the challenges with learning, but there are social and behavioural outcomes that are really entrenched. And some of these, we believe, lead to the considerably high incarceration of Aboriginal people. There was a study that was done in Northern Australia, Northern Territory and WA, looking at the rates of significant hearing loss within Aboriginal people who were in jail, and about 94% of Aboriginal people had a hearing loss. And so we think that there's a close relationship between the effects of hearing loss in early years and the social and behavioural outcomes that ultimately will contribute for people being incarcerated.
It seems like a significant correlation. The study you'll be conducting on improving care pathways, what kinds of things will you be looking for?
So we're first interested in understanding what the current care pathways are. We're looking at three different, we'll partner with three different communities. So one in an urban environment, one in a regional environment, and one in a remote environment, because we think that the systems of care or the way that ear care is considered and managed will be quite different. So what we're interested in doing is evaluating the systems that exist using a World Health Organization model. And then from that, we will partner with these three Aboriginal communities to co-produce a model of care from a community perspective that works for them, but also articulates with existing models of care in primary health.
Yeah, could you tell us a little bit more about working with some of the, Indigenous community leaders to find these solutions?
Yeah, of course. We have been really fortunate in partnering with the Poach Centre for Indigenous Health at the University of Sydney, and also our Pro Vice Chancellor of Indigenous Strategy at Macquarie University. They will provide the leadership to partner with Aboriginal communities, because of course this is not a solution that we as a research team aim to impose upon a group. It really is a co-production model that we are seeking to authentically work with communities to develop a model that best works for them.
Well, it obviously is quite a serious one. Fabulous. We'll have to keep our eyes on the study as it develops. Kath, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sean. Bye-bye.